It did not sell well, and throughout his life he remained largely unrecognized, often on the verge of poverty. This led to a deep depression for many years, and he was often considered mad by his contemporaries. His creativity and imagination, with its undercurrents of mysticism, spiritualism, and philosophy, are apparent in this selection of poems, and whilst classed as a seminal figure in the Romantic age, it wasn't until the late 19th century that his work was recognised. The 20th century saw an even greater appreciation of his poetry, with Blake's Voyage Beyond the Rational and Material chiming with the Beat poets Dylan, Van Morrison, and Jim Morrison, whose band The Doors were named after Blake's phrase Doors of Perception from his poem Marriage of Heaven and Hell. Further acclaim has been attributed to him from many scholars of art, psychology, and of course literature. His poems have inspired composers such as Vaughan Williams, Britten, and Taverner, and his Jerusalem is a hymn still sung today. Blake's vivid and intense work is still relevant to all to this day, and he is recognised as a saint in the Ecclesia Agnostica Catholica. William Blake died on 12th of August 1827, and in 1957 a memorial was erected at Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey.
The Angel That Presided O'er My Birth. The angel that presided o'er my birth said, "Little creature, formed of joy and mirth, go love without the help of anything on earth."
The Tiger by William Blake. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forest of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain, in what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp, dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye does frame thy fearful symmetry?
To Spring. O thou with dewy locks, who lookest down through the clear windows of the morning, turn thine angel eyes upon our western isle, which in full choir hails thy approach, O Spring. The hills tell each other, and the listening valleys hear. All our longing eyes are turned up to thy bright pavilions. Issue forth, and let thy holy feet visit our clime. Come o'er the eastern hills, and let our winds kiss thy perfumed garments. Let us taste thy morn and evening breath. Scatter thy pearls upon our lovesick land that mourns for thee. O deck her forth with thy fair fingers, pour thy soft kisses on her bosom, and put thy golden crown upon her languished head, whose modest tresses were bound up for thee.
London. I wandered through each chartered street, near where the chartered Thames does flow, a mark in every face I meet, marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every ban, the mind-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweepers cry, every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most, through midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlot's curse blasts the new-born infant's tear and blights with plagues the marriage hearse. Classic love poetry. If music be the food of love, play on was one of Shakespeare's finest lines. If music is food, then poetry is the wine. In this volume of classic love poetry, the flavoured capture of words and rhythms make us think more carefully of words and their value to us.